okay or not okay.
Arguing because one of my Facebook friends is interested in Lindsay, and I showed her some pictures of him. And even though he's a doctor, Dr. Bob Montana, she goes, no, not attracted to him. I think he looks like a serial killer.
Well,
and I was like, well, he's coming into town. Will you meet him? And she said, yeah, I will. And at the end of it, I'll just tell him I'm not attracted to him.
I didn't say. I'm just going to out of nowhere say that. I said I don't want him to have any expectations, so
he
please
doesn't.
Don't give that.
He doesn't.
Okay. Well, then... But then I said, well, then I'm going to have to tell him if it comes down to it. I'm not going to just out of nowhere say that.
And she's going to give him bus fare.
I just don't know why you have to tell him that you're not attracted to him. Like, he doesn't live here. You can just get out of it. You can just tell him you'll call him and then don't.
Well, no.
Or
I'm not,
not even
just
that.
Okay, yeah. If I can just be like, hey, cool, nice to meet you, then that's fine. I'll do that. I'm just saying, if you give him some idea in his head,
well,
because look at you. Your panties are all in a wad over this whole thing. You're mad at me for saying that a guy that I haven't even met, I'm not attracted to, but this is like a completely non, it could be a non-issue.
I might be hearing my mother in my head who is going, but Todd, he's a doctor. Why wouldn't you date him?
Yeah, that's what you are right now. We've got a couple of texts. Shane says honesty is best. Anything else is misleading. Thank you, Shane. Tanner says, it sounds like Fook should date him. And that's what it sounds like to me.
I think anybody should date this guy. I would totally date him.
Well, then you date him.
Married. Can't.
Okay.
Don't swing that way.
Dang it. Off the market.
Yeah.
Tanner says honesty is best.
Yeah, but it's not. Honesty is not best in this case because you have an opportunity to save someone's feelings by not giving them that sledgehammer of a you're not attractive.
Right,
well,
and do you have to give them that sledgehammer?
You don't.
No, right. Of course I'm not just going to say, hi,
him.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Bob. I'm not attracted to you. No, I don't mean that. I'm
right.
Just saying if it comes down to, oh, Fook told me that you were interested or whatever and that we should kind of talk to her, then I'm going to have to say, I just want to avoid
I never said that to him,
right.
Though.
I'm just trying to avoid the awkward part of having to tell somebody that I'm just not into them if I already know that I'm not into them.
I told Dr. Bob, I said, Doctor, I will try and set it up. I think Lindsay is a wonderful girl and I think you would be great for her, but I will try and set it up.
Okay.
But seeing as how you're a wonderful person, she'll never date you. She'll only date someone that wants to hurt her in the end.
Well, thank you for explaining that to him so he understands.
I didn't explain that part to him.
Oh, why not?
That was just in my head. I was thinking it along my head.
Honesty is the best policy.
And that's not true. I am getting so much better at dating.
So one more on this okay or not okay, this text.
Daniel texted in, I think Lindsay is right. I think it's kind of a D move to throw the doctor card so many times. That's his choice and his life path. If she's not interested in him as a good friend, you should just go along with that.
No,
thanks,
Daniel. No, can't do it. Can't do it. And I'm not going to set up the meeting with the doctor if you're going to. I have to now protect the doctor's feelings because you're going to tell him that he's ugly and that's why you don't want to be with
him. I would not just go with that. I'm saying in the first place, just don't set him up for anything.
No.
I'm happy to meet him as a friend, whatever.
No, it's too
I'm
reckless.
Not interested.
Okay. I already know you're not interested, so,
okay.
So I won't let you be reckless with his feelings.
All right,
because
fine.
Knowing that the end of the conversation will be, yeah, you seem like a great guy, but I'm just not attracted
to you. Well,
that's
what I was trying to say. I don't want to have that conversation.
We won't.
So thank you.
We won't have that conversation.
All right, fine.
But you should really meet him, though. Have I told you he's a doctor?